Sia and Cheap Thrills. We are Quick C 98.3. It is Brian and Trisha. Are you a fan of Sierra Mist, the drink?
It's okay, yeah.
Well, if you don't like it, it's okay because they're getting rid of it. So Pepsi made the announcement. They have made Sierra Mist for about 23 years, ever since they introduced it to replace Slice in 1999.
Oh, I forgot about Slice.
Yeah, Slice. So now they're getting rid of it for a new lemon lime soda.
Get ready, Pepsi fans, for a new lemon lime soda.
Maybe they should get you to do it.
If you liked Slice or Sierra Mist, you're going to love
Starry. And Pepsi says that it has a higher citrus flavor that is
with more citrus flavor.
True to fruit and more aromatic. Come on.
It's going to be more aromatic and fruity.
It'll be available in both regular and sugar-free versions.
Sugar-free. Why do I sound like the Duff Man from The Simpsons? Duff Man.
So apparently it's already rolling out to grocery and convenience stores. So if you see Sierra Mist, if you really, really like it, you better buy it while you can find it. Because they're going to get rid. This is comparing to it's the competition for Sprite for, you know, the Coke product.
Okay, so. But see, I've always preferred Sprite or 7-Up if I'm going to have a citrusy, clear, no caffeine drink.
Yeah.
I kind of end up leaning on one of those.
Well.
But here's the funny part. As an old man, I have rediscovered my absolute love of ginger ale.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Nothing better than a ginger ale. Especially
really?
If you got a little upset stomach or something.
Yeah.
Your tummy's a little upset.
Well, aren't you supposed to leave it open so the carbonation kind of goes from it before you start drinking it? That's supposed to calm your stomach.
I like an ice cold ginger ale. An ice cold ginger ale with a couple of saltine crackers if you've got an upset stomach.
Okay, well, I've very been helpful. Told in the past to let it sit out at room temperature and lose some of the carbonation.
Who wants so a I don't lukewarm know. Flat yeah. soda?
Yeah, well, no. Who wants a ginger ale in general? For me, that doesn't even sound well, again, good to me. But
wasn't something, if you'd asked me at 25, hey, you don't feel good, what would you like to have? I don't know. But ginger ale. I keep ginger ale at the house at all times. I also
really?
Use it as a mixer.
Okay, well, yeah. I mean, if you have a need for that. Then,
but it's just great. I love ginger ale.
My parents are those people that have the assortment of beverages.
Yes.
They have, you just never know what you're going to find in their refrigerator. Now, both of them drink mostly water.
Gotcha.
But they have all sorts of, dad likes flavored waters, so mm-hmm. they'll have flavored waters in the refrigerator, but they'll have the occasional Coke or Dr. Pepper or root beer or some sort of flavored carbonated water. You know, and so you just never know. And those are typically for everybody else. So if you're coming to the house, and it's anybody, you know, if you're coming over, you just make yourself at home and you just go pick out your own beverage out of the fridge. I mean, it's just known. If you go over there for a meal and it's your first time there, just go ahead and know you just need to go get your own beverage. And
there's
quite the
assortment.
Pick
your own beverage.
I mean, they're on the bottom shelf typically, and you just have to kind of like look through, move some stuff out of the way and say, oh my goodness, where did you get this? I don't know. They're not buying huge packs of it, so I don't know where these beverages just appear from. You have one or two.
Are they getting like boxed lunches from Heavenly Ham?
I don't know. Because then, like, where they come from.
You get those boxed lunches from Heavenly Ham, and it's like, okay, I know that this is going to have like the sandwich and the chips and a cookie
and a Mountain Dew or whatever.
Or it'll be like a diet caffeine free Coke.
Yeah.
And it's like nobody drinks diet caffeine free
yes,
Coke.
Yes, people do.
But then you don't throw it away.
No. Somebody will drink it.
I've got some random weird Coke product in a can in my refrigerator that's been there for like 5 months because I got a box lunch from Heavenly Ham and I'm like, nobody's drinking this. Put it in my fridge.
Well, see, there was mom and dad had, they had mistakenly bought a, I don't remember what, it's some sort of like fruity kind of Sprite type, but not Sprite.
Right.
And they accidentally bought diet. And so they were going through a phase where they liked that. Well, then they bought the diet, but they didn't want the diet. And so when we went over there for Christmas to eat, they invited some of the neighbors over and some friends. And so that mom said, hey, well, you know, I've got all these beverages, you know, this and this and this. And she says, oh, she said, I haven't had one of those in years. And so she said, but I only drink diet. And mom said, well, you're in luck because I'm not diet. So you just never know.
Yeah, I guess if you just keep those around, you could pimp those off on somebody eventually.
Yeah, it's like a surprise.
I've got a whole multi-pack at home of bubbly. But it's the one that Michael Bublé's in all the commercials for him.
Yeah.
It's like a cherry flavor. I got like a 8-pack of those, and I didn't even pay for them. What happened was is I went to Big Box Grocery Store, and because I chose to have them pack my groceries up and bring them out to my car, there was like a free thing, like, here, take this garbage soda nobody wants.
Oh, somebody will like it.
And it's like, we were like, thanks, can we not? And so it's just been sitting in my garage, so I'm going to bring that to work, and maybe you people will drink it.
Or I could put it in Mom and Dad's refrigerator, and somebody will drink it.